Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing, savvy people? This is your girl, Lorna B. Welcome to this awesome podcast. It has been a minute since I did a podcast, and I want to apologize, but I've just been adulting and wifing and being a parent and working, and it's just a lot. And I could have squeezed it in. Yes, yes, yes. I could have squeezed it in. But then I had a few days off to just have so much fun with my kids on fall break and churching and all this good stuff. I really could have fit it in, though. I'm not a person who make excuses. I really didn't realize it had been this long. It's been almost like almost a month since I did a podcast. But then I didn't feel so bad because I have over 50 that you can listen to. So I said, well, if there's anybody out there waiting for a podcast from Savvy Little Lorna B, which I hope it was, then you guys were welcome to listen to the over 50 that I've already recorded. But anyway, I'm so happy to be back. I pray that everyone, all my seven people, are doing great. I'm praying for your health, your strength, your mind. I'm praying for jobs for you, praying for healing for you. I'm praying for just your family members, your friends. I'm praying for peace, love, joy, and happiness in your life, as well as mine, because life is so short, and at the end of the day, you just want to be able to love hard, eat good food, exercise, have fun, and just enjoy the moment. And you know what? And wake up every day thanking God for life and being able to breathe, because someone did not wake up this morning. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to thank you and welcome you to Savvy Living with Lorna B's podcast, which you can listen to on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. It's just a blessing to be able to be on all those different, I guess I could say, vehicles for awesome radio and podcasts and music, because, you know, years ago, we just didn't have this. So I love technology. I'm thankful for it. Also, please check out my Facebook and Instagram page. Savvy Living with Lorna B is on Facebook and Instagram. Also have friends who like Savvy on Facebook, and I post all the time, and I can do that more because it doesn't take long. But I post daily, just motivational quotes, inspirational quotes. I'm a teacher of life skills for adults with disabilities, so I post a lot of life skill tips and just savvy living tips. I tell people, if you don't love God, you don't want to be on my page. It is what it is. Because I post a lot about God, because without God, I would not be here. It, boom, period, point blank. And a lot of people try to call God this or call it that or whatever it is, a higher being. You know what? We didn't create the world. We didn't create earth. If you don't believe, I'm praying for you. But it was not no big boom theory. And so I'm just going to leave it at that. But whatever you want to believe, but please follow my page and read the Bible for yourself and pray for understanding if you have any questions. I don't know everything about the Bible. I'm just here to tell you. I don't know no ministers, no scholars who can tell you they understand and know everything. That's a lie. It even says in the Bible, some things are just not going to be understood. Some things are not told in the Bible. It is what it is. But as I'm getting older, I just try to read verses and read chapters and read, you know, different books of the Bible as I go day by day. And a lot of times, if you're thinking about reading or getting a better understanding, whatever you're dealing with at this time in your life, that's what I will look up chapters in and books of the Bible about that. If it's sickness, I would read and Google verses about sickness or about books of the Bible about sickness. If it's relationships, if it's a relationship with your children, a relationship with your spouse, or if you're lonely, this is what I would do, because then you can really, really understand, and it can really speak to your situation, because everyone has a different situation. So that's what I would really, really suggest for you to do at this time of your life. And it's never too late. And pray to God. And like I said, ask for understanding. Today, I want to share with you, I read Everyday God's Way. It's a devotion for women. And I read this daily and I love it. And last week I read one and I was like, I'm going to do a podcast about this devotion because it was off the chain. It was just so on point. And I think a lot of people are anticipating things. A lot of people are praying for situations, situations like I said, like a spouse, situation like companionship, situations like a job or a career move, or it could be a healing situation. It could be you're waiting to get this divorce finalized. I'm just saying. It could be a situation about your children. I don't know. But a lot of us are always praying and anticipating and waiting on God to do something in our lives that we cannot do. We don't have control over. And so I really read this devotion, was like, oh my goodness, I have to share it. So I just come to you tonight, just want to let you know that joy is ahead. Joy comes in the morning. You know, the sun will shine. We all go through ups and downs in life. And I really believe we go through the ups and downs so we can really enjoy the ups when we're there. Because if we were up all the time, it wouldn't be a big deal, you know. So he takes us down. We have to go through those valleys because that's just a part of life. And a lot of times when we're in the valley, we get closer to God. We pray even more. And I want to encourage you just not to pray just when you're down, but pray when you're up, because he's still blessing us. Even though we're down, he's still blessing us. Even when we're up, he's still blessing us. So he still wants us to communicate and talk with him throughout every part of our lives, not just when we need him, because we need him daily though, but not just when we feel like the things are really, really bad. Praise him and pray and talk to him when things are good, you know? But this is for whoever is going through some really difficult times right now, and it feels like you just want to give up. I want to tell you that God says, don't you dare give up. This is just a test. Don't you dare give up. This is when you have to go hard. This is when you pray hard. This is when you do the work. This is when you shout, even during the midst of the storm. You shout and you give him the praise. So I want to read this with you and share this with you because it really touched me. The title of the devotion is Joy Ahead. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her time has come. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the suffering because of the joy that a person has been born into the world. The joy of a person has been born into the world. And it's just, I have two children. That's the best joy. I mean, I can't even explain their joy. So you also have sorrow. You also have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy from you. This is John 16, chapter 21st through the 22nd verse. Once again, when a woman is in labor, she has pain because her time has come. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the suffering because of the joy that a person has been born into the world. And I remember going through labor pains, and you go through labor pains, and then I had to have a cesarean. And so I was nervous and scared and afraid and in pain all at the same time. Had to get the epidural and boom, boom, boom. And all of a sudden, when you see this face and you hear that cry and you know that that baby is born and that's your child, that's your blood, and that child is healthy, you forget about the pain and you go to straight up to joy. So you also have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy from you. John 16, 21 to 22. In the study of human emotions, it is fairly easily to link certain emotional responses with specific conditions of arousal. For instance, fear can be traced to some real or perceived threat, right? Anger is often triggered when our goals are blocked. That's right. When our goals are blocked, we get mad, we get upset. The happy emotions, joy, elation, are often linked with expectancy. Some positive anticipation of the future. You know, you get excited if you think you're about to get a new job. You get excited if you think you're about to get a raise. You get excited if the guy calls you that you have really been attracted to or you have a crush on. You get excited if you think your child is going to get a scholarship for college. You get excited when you think about getting a new vehicle or buying a new home. You get excited. When we experience joy for a time, reflecting on past experiences or being present to the gifts of the moment. But happiness fades if we cannot look ahead with some degree of assurance. It seems logical then for the Christian to be joyous even in the midst of difficulty. It seems logical then for the Christian to be joyous even in the midst of difficulty. The bird that has paused on a branch too thin to hold her weight and feels it sag beneath her may still sing. She knows she has wings. Wow. All humans will know sorrow during their lifetimes. That's right. But Christians have the promise that after our sorrow will come joy. And that joy is in Jesus Christ. It says, dear God, in the midst of anxiety, strengthen our hearts to trust that your joy awaits. And so I just thought that some of my savvy people could really, really use this because it really touched me last week. The Christian should be able to have joy even in the midst of difficulty because we know with God, everything is going to be okay. It might not look like it. We may not know how he's going to do it, but we know that his promise is that he will do it. And if he doesn't do it, it wasn't because he can't do it. You see what I'm saying? When my grandmother passed away 11 years ago, she had surgery and she never came through her heart surgery. And I wasn't mad at God about it. I mean, I know everybody that's born is going to pass away. That's just what it is. And I know that if God wanted my grandmother to make it, guess what? She could have made it. I don't know for sure if she truly wanted to make it, okay? She had lost her mother a few months earlier. She was, you know, having issues with her health. And then if she had made it through the surgery, I don't know what type of life she would have had, you know, how healthy she would have been, what she would have been able to do. So that's all up to God. That's between my grandmother and God, right? But guess what? After she passed, yes, we had lots of sorrow. Yes, I still miss her to this day. But when I think about the memories I have and how she was there for me and my siblings and how she was the best grandmother in the world, it gives me joy. And how I can still sit and tell stories about her to my children, it brings me joy. And she brought so much joy into my life. And I knew that she would want me to move on and continue to live a happy and joyful life. And I knew that God would want me to move on and do that as well. And we have a lot of different situations when we go through deaths and illnesses and divorces and relationship issues, be it family members, sisters, brother, mother, daughter. Some people have issues with substance abuse. And this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And some people have those issues. But you have to know that, and I'm going to bring this to domestic violence. If you're in a situation where someone is verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally abusing you, you have to get out. You're not supposed to be abused. You haven't done anything wrong to deserve that. And when you get out, because I've never been in it myself, but when you move out or leave the situation, I can only imagine being afraid of change, being afraid of, you know, especially if you're living with your spouse, the financial burden that it may have on you. Some women may not work and may have to get a job. You might have to live in a situation or live in a type of home that you haven't lived in. Maybe you're going from a house to an apartment, you know, who knows? But whatever you have to do, remember, God is going to be there and he is going to put people in your life to help you get out of that situation. And you will have joy again. You will have peace. And then not only that, you'll be able to get back on your feet in the name of Jesus, have your home, a job, take care of your kids, whatever it is. And then God will use you to go and help another person who has been in the same situation. That's how amazing God is. That's the joy that's ahead. You might not can see the sun shining, but it's going to shine. At 2-3 in the morning, we can't see the sun shining. But guess what? It's still out there. The sun never leaves. But because of the way the earth is rotating, it seems that way. But guess what? Come around 6:30, 7 o'clock, what's happening? The sun is shining. The sun is shining. And it takes me to the little movie, Smallfoot, when the character thought that ringing that gong was making that sun shine. And then all of a sudden he realized he missed it and forgot to ring it. He didn't get to ring it. But guess what happened anyway? The sun shined. It rose anyway. It rose anyway. And that's what's going to happen in our lives. God's word is real. It's true. He keeps his word. If you can't trust nobody else, you can trust God. And God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And God said joy is going to come in the morning. It's going to come. You're not going to stay sick and tired. You might get tired of being sick and tired, but that's when you throw it to God. And God will take away the tiredness. He'll take away the sickness. He'll take away the burdens. He'll take away the anger. He'll take away the pain. He'll do it. It's in his word. So I just pray that, first of all, I pray that you'll begin to talk to God. You'll begin to read his word, because the only way you can trust a person is after you get to know a person. And that's what I tell people about God. The only way you can truly trust God and give it to God is once you begin to read his word and pray daily and really be able to get to know him. You got to get to know him for yourself, not through your pastor, not through the deacons, not through your parents, not through your grandparents, but you have to have a special individual relationship with God. Get to know God for yourself, and then you can trust him. And then you can be able to stand on the word and say, God, for God I live, for God I die. I trust you. I obey you and I trust you. Even when it looks like it's not gonna get better, it's going to get better. You have to stand on his word for yourself. So I hope this helps someone. Joy ahead. Joy is coming. But like Iyanla Van Zandt says, we have to do the work. We have to do the work. We have to put the time in. We have to pray, but prayer without work is dead. We have to do the work. So if you're praying for a job, you got to put the applications in. If that job needs a certain certification, you got to go back to school, okay? If you're praying for a spouse, stop looking and just work on yourself and watch how God hooks you up and put a smile on your face. You never know who you may run into at the grocery store, at the gas station, at church, wherever. Put a smile on your face and get to know yourself and work on yourself and watch God work. If it's for healing for yourself or a family member, do the work. If it's your body, exercise, eat right. If you have to take medication, take your medication. If you need to stop smoking, stop smoking, stop drinking, take care of your temple. So long story short, we have to do the work. We have to pray, but we have to do the work and watch joy come in the morning. Watch the joy. Watch the sunshine. I'm just here to tell you. I didn't want to keep you this long, but I hope that this word, and I pray that this word is an inspiration and a motivation for you to never, ever give up. Never give up on the word of God. We can stand on that. True, true, true. It's facts. It's the truth. Read it for yourself. Get to know it. And remember, whatever comes up this week with God, we can handle it. It's going to be a great week. It's a great week to have a great week. Please continue to check me out on Facebook and Instagram and also on my podcast. And you can like and share on Instagram and Facebook. Also on here on the Anchor, on the podcast, you can choose me as one of your favorites. So every time I do a podcast, you'll be notified. I am, of course, a Christian. I am a wife. I'm a mother of two awesome children. I'm a teacher of life skills. I'm a speaker, just inspiration, motivational. And I love God. And that's just what it is. I'm going to get off here. Remember, I love you. But most of all, God loves you. Have a wonderful, more blessings type of week. More blessings. Peace.